This year, New Hampshire lawmakers will have to make a decision with long-term implications, whether or not to expand New Hampshire's Medicaid program under the Federal Affordable Care Act. To help make that decision, the Department of Health and Human Services hired an outside group to look at the state's options. That group released its findings today, and NHPR's Todd Bookman is here to tell us what they found. Hi, Todd.
Good afternoon, Brady.
Well, before we tackle the report, let's talk about what's at issue here.
So what's at issue here is that the Supreme Court, when they ruled on the Affordable Care Act, they said that the federal government can't force states to expand their Medicaid programs. Medicaid, you'll remember, is a partnership between the feds and the states. It provides insurance for low-income children and parents, the disabled, pregnant women. And one of the big goals of the Affordable Care Act is to expand coverage to all Americans, and expanding Medicaid to include other groups is one way to do that.
Now, who would the costs for that expansion fall on then? Would it be the state or the feds or a little of both?
So most of the costs hit the federal government. If New Hampshire decides to expand its program to cover poor adults without kids, a group that consists of about 60,000 people, the price tag would be about $2.5 billion to the feds. The state share would be about $85 million. And the state can also decide not to expand. That would actually save the state $65 million, but it will leave 22,000 Granite Staters with no health insurance.
Now, what did this report that was released today find about that choice, whether or not to go ahead with the expansion?
Today's report looked at the wider economic impact of expansion, how the budget, healthcare providers, and the state economy would be impacted.
Okay, that's a lot, so let's take them piece by piece. We'll start with the state budget.
One section of the budget that will be impacted is corrections. When an inmate needs to be admitted to a hospital for treatment, most of those costs right now, they fall on the state. But if we expand Medicaid, that care will be covered now by the federal government, and that's expected to save New Hampshire about $22 million. There's a lot of other items like this in the report that, when totaled, reduce the price of expansion by about $70 million.
Now, what about health care providers? How did they fare?
This was actually one of the biggest surprises of the report. Hospitals who, in New Hampshire and around the country, were thought to likely be the biggest benefactors from expansion, this report says that they'll actually profit more if the state doesn't expand. The reason is that hospitals make more money off of patients that have private insurance than those that are on Medicaid. One group, though, that does really well, according to the report, is the community mental health centers. They stand to save tremendously if the state expands, because so many of the people they currently treat for free would now qualify for some sort of insurance.
And then the broader economy, what would the impact be there?
In some ways, the Affordable Care Act works almost like a stimulus package for the healthcare industry. There would be billions of additional dollars coursing through the system come 2014. And the report says that that'll add 5,100 new jobs in New Hampshire if the state chooses to expand. If we don't expand, still about 4,400 new jobs in New Hampshire.
So there's clearly mixed results in this report. What comes next?
Well, now it's up to the lawmakers. This is a decision that will get made through the budgeting process over the next few months. Governor Hassan released a statement this afternoon calling the expansion an important opportunity to families and the economy. She'll have to convince Senate Republicans, who are expected to be very cautious of the overall price tag of expansion. And both sides, I think, will be able to find support for their position in this report.
And NHPR's Todd Bookman, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Brady.
You can find a link to this full report at nhpr.org.